The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
We're back, final hour of the week, and we're going to close strong because that's what we do here. And legend continues. Good afternoon again.
Yeah, baby. Black Hat, NWO in the house. DJ K-Dub, the handsome one. Woo! I was saying, Paul, about coaches and how you really got to pay attention. And I paid attention during the media days. And I, for one, I enjoyed it myself because I hear the callers all the time. They always crying if they have to go a day or two and don't get their call in. Oh, my God, I didn't get the call for it, but get my psychiatrist. I mean, come on, man. Everybody get a turn on this show. That's what makes it so great. But this is what I observe, Paul. First of all, Lane Kiffin, he's bitter, Paul. The dude's bitter. Does he not come off bitter to you?
I find Lane to be humorous.
I find him to be bitter, Paul, because he knows that if he is not coaching out of Alabama or Florida or LSU or somebody like that in this modern day of NIL, he's got absolutely no chance of ever winning a national championship at Ole Miss, Paul. And everything he says, that comes across as clear as day to me. It just comes to, and I would tell Lane, just chill out, dude. Your time's coming, all right? Just put in a couple more years. Your time's coming. But if you come off as a bitter coach all the time, nobody's going to want your ass when the time comes. So cheer the hell up. Now, this is what I also observe, Paul. Oh, that gum con man at Texas A&M, Jimbo Fisher, started copping deuces already. Talk about him and Nick. We cool. Yeah, we cool. Yeah, we cool. You know why we all suddenly cool? Because it dawns on you, Dumbo Fisher, that in a few months, you're going to have to deal with Will Anderson. You're going to have to deal with Dallas Turner. You're going to have to deal with Bryce Young, brother. And all that canned heat and talking, all your money, is not going to save your ass in them 60 minutes right there. That's why you copping deuces all of a sudden, Dumbo Fisher. We ain't forgot about what you said about our coach accusing him of being some kind of con man like yourself, a great man like Nick Saban. Even an honorary man, a man of dignity, a man that should be president of the friggin' United States of America, and you had the nerve to cut him down and put him in your con man category. You got an ass whooping coming, brother, and no cop inducers is going to stop that. Now, this is what I've seen about Brian Harsin. Sinful Auburn. This is what I've seen about him, Paul. The dude looked like a guy that just got saved from walking the plank. Woo! But I want to tell Harsin, sinful Auburn, I want to tell Harsin something. Dude, you out of basketball school. We don't expect much of you anyway. I hear it's so bad at Auburn, Paul. They're not going to have an eagle fly around this year. They're going to have buzzards flying around. It's over, Auburn. It's through. It's sinful. It's over. Now, let me tell all you coaches, all you SEC media, all you SEC fans something in closing. You can have all them days at them meetings if you want. But here's the bottom line. There's a storm coming. There's a black hat posse led by Will Anderson, Jordan Battle, Tutu, Malachi, Kool-Aid, Eli Ricks. There's a black hat posse coming, and hell's coming with them. You can do whatever you want, but the revenge tour cometh, and we're going to dash, we're going to crash, we're going to smash, and in the end, baby, we're going to raise number 19, and we're going to laugh. Legend friggin' out, baby.
Matt is in San Antonio.
I guess I'm saying, Reggie, shut the hell up, Reggie. You throw a punk ass bitch, you think you're going to beat us? All you are is a stinking convict talking much smack, and your team can't back up. Your coach, Nick Saban, he's all pissed off because you don't got any L money.
Hey, Matt, like hold on 1 second. I sat there and listened to Jimbo, and I was entertained, and we had a great time talking to him. But I wonder, though, if Legend hasn't done what all of us paid analysts did not do. I never could understand exactly. I thought Jimbo was just saying all that just to turn the page. You don't think Legend was right? You don't think Jimbo was trying to soothe the wound a little bit,
right,
knowing that he's about to get his head handed to him on October 8th?
I'm not afraid of Jimbo. I'm not afraid of Nick Saban, as Aggie said. I'm not afraid of them. They can talk about that shit all they want. The only one who gets ass up is you guys. Legend, you freaking joke. You got no proof that we did nothing wrong, so do the whole world a favor. Shut the hell up.
Jerome is up next.
Hey, Fine Bone. Hey, you know what? Matt look like one of them little snotty old kids. You just walk up behind him and thump him on the damn back of the head. You know that? You hear me? We thump him on the back of the head, all you said is kick rock. You ain't talking about nothing. Kick rock. And then as far as AC, I heard AC talking a little trash. Let me tell AC something, Fine Bone. Sound like my ducks roasted. You hear me? I love them roasted with plenty of mayo, dressing and seasoning on them, Fine Bone. You know what? And since that duck didn't say quack, quack, I ain't got time to roast it. You hear me? Now, I heard you say, Fine Bone, earlier that SEC fans going to be in shambles next week when the Big Ten announced their big deal. Why are we going to be in shambles?
I don't think it'll be in shambles. I just think it's going to be the biggest deal of all time. And, you know, suddenly the SEC folks are going to bow up a little bit.
What are we going to bow up for? Because a man finna get some more money? Listen, how many households is this deal going to cover, Fine Bone? How many millions of people? It's going to stretch from California to where?
Well, California to New Jersey.
Well, that's
a long way, in case you've ever driven it.
Now, you ain't got to worry about me driving. They need a Fine Bone. Now, listen, that's a lot of money, man, to watch Alabama and Georgia to continue to whoop ass. You hear me? So you mean to tell me they're going to pay all that damn money? I'm going to let y'all have that side over there. I'm going to take this side over here.
Hey, Jerome, I was on this morning. I was on ESPN this morning with Heather Dinich. You know Heather. She's on here all the time. She told
me. Yeah, Heather, she all the time. She was some damn.
Heather told me that Ohio State's going to win the national championship this year.
Yeah, and I told myself I'm going to win the damn lottery tomorrow, too, as it comes to $60 million. But I know that's probably a damn lie, too, Andy Feinbaum. You hear me? And man, listen, you speaking on the damn line. You see all that damn money, Fine Bone? Jesus Christ, $660 million. What do you think I can do with all that money, man? Huh? Man, you know what? I don't even worry about the NIL. You hear me? I go down there and tell this nigga, go get who you want. You hear me? I got you. I'm the damn NIL. Go get who you want. When you get them, nigga, you continue whooping ass. You hear me? He ain't had no problem out of his damn time. And y'all get on here with this damn foolishness. Y'all gonna get on. My biggest question is, Fine Bone, is right here. Y'all talked all that damn food all summer about Texas A&M class, and y'all won't give them 3 votes? That's all y'all give them? Y'all have no faith in them, do you? Y'all put them down there with Vandy. But yeah, they supposed to be up there with us. Explain that picture to me. Hello?
No, I don't know how to respond to that.
Nothing. Now, don't beat around the damn bush. Now, all we heard was A&M this, A&M that, what they going to do. But, yeah, y'all getting 3 damn votes. Huh? Explain that.
Well, okay, Jerome, I've thought about the answer to your question. This is a transitional year for A&M. Come on. I mean, it's only Jimbo's fifth year.
You can't expect
titles
damn
in the
year, and y'all still talking about a damn transitional damn year. You hear me? If that was little Nicky, we can't get a damn transitional year, but y'all want to put him on the same level with us. You hear me? But yeah, he get a damn transitional. He going to have one every year along with Nick coaching. You hear me? Along with Georgia, Ohio State, the rest of them. Georgia looked up and got a damn natty this year, last year. They looked up and got it. You hear me? Y'all hype them up, but that little bit run almost over, though. You hear me? It's almost a wrap. You know what I mean? You can cap that little bit. Have a good damn weekend.
Come on. No, I mean, Saban only won his second national title in 5 years and his sixth in the next. So let's be patient, okay? Squirrel is up next.
And so honored to follow these passionate
calls. Man, this is a murderer's row here.
Man, I'm telling you. And keeping it on the Tennessee theme, but modernize it some. And correct me if I'm wrong. When Heupel and Randy White came on board, you may or may not have said some things that might have or might not have offended them, but I haven't heard them on your show. Not, maybe I missed them. I don't know. During this past week, did you bump into them by any chance, either one of them?
Did not. Well, let me explain. When we are in the SEC, when we're at the SEC Media Days, it's pretty standard that when the coaches are the coaches in the afternoon come on our show, the coaches in the morning do the SEC network coverage until our show. So Heupel was the second coach in on Thursday morning, so he went there, yeah. And we got the two in the afternoon. Well, yesterday was different. Gotcha. We only had well, Jimbo because everybody else had already left.
Well, I didn't know if you had just, like I said, walking down the hall or the elevator. And
I did not. No, I did interview him on SEC Nation last year. But,
oh, okay. Last year.
But he was not on the show yesterday. That is a fact. And his boss, I don't know. I have never met his boss.
Well, I knew they got a little pissy about something you said. So maybe one day.
It's a fact. I've never had one issue with Josh Heupel. His boss, when he was at UCF, declared themselves the national champion instead of Alabama, and I called him out on ESPN, and he called to complain. That's a fact.
Well, that was a farce. So, you know, we all remember that. One other thing, you were talking to someone on this past week, and you were recounting your deep sea fishing trip with your father. You remember that?
I do.
What was the name of the fish again that you said? We've had this conversation.
By the way, you're asking me to remember the name of the fish again.
It
tuna was the second part of the name, but I really don't remember how to pronounce the first part.
You're calling it a batuna.
So what is
but
it?
It was a bonita.
A bonita. Okay. Well,
which is a bloody fish that's not edible, really, and it's a member of the tuna family, kind of.
Well, but, you know what?
I laugh every time
you know
I
what,
Squirrel?
Considering I was probably 9 years old, and it's the last time I've been fishing, I do apologize for not remembering.
Look, you need to go with me tonight. Actually, I'm on my way to hook up my boat. I'm about 5 minutes away. I'm going to go out by myself to one of the barrier islands. We got some barrier islands off here, about 9 or 10 miles offshore. But I'm taking a flounder light, and I'm just going to walk around about knee-deep water and gig flounder all night. You'd like that. I know you haven't done
it. I do
it,
like flounder.
And the water's clear. It's no pressure.
I want to go fishing again. I do.
You need to come go with me. I'm retiring next week.
You are?
So after next week. After 34 years with my company, I'm retiring. So after next week, I'm free.
Are you having a retirement party?
I'm kind of going out low key.
Okay, because I was willing to offer the whole show to come down and celebrate.
Well, come on down. We'll celebrate, but we can dump it up. Yeah, we can make.
Well, first of all, in case I forget next week, congratulations on 34 years at a company is simply beyond description, because those kind of things will never happen again.
2 months and 15 days. But no, it's all been a great time. It's a great company. I never talk about my job, if you've noticed. But maybe after next week, I'll talk about what
I can't wait. Well, one of these days, Squirrel, we will go fishing, and I'll learn how to say batina as opposed to whatever I said
bonita,
last.
Bonita.
Bonita.
B-O-N-I-T-A. Bonita. Aloha.
Like I care. We will take a break. Coming back with much, much more.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Check this out. Media poll is out, and look who got a first-place vote. Vanderbilt, school that has not won a conference game in about 3 years. I don't know who it was who voted that. I realize in this country everyone is entitled to your vote, but sometimes votes should not be counted. Let's check out John in Arkansas. Hey, John.
Paul, how are you doing this afternoon?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Fantastic. Hey, I want to take issue with Legend. He is nothing but a sloppy drunk, man. Those comments he made about Coach Brian Harsin and Auburn University being a basketball-only school, Paul, look, we've been to the Final Four. Our baseball team's been to Omaha 2 of the last 4 years. And here's the most interesting stat I want to share with you. Since Pat Dye was hired in 81, we've never made a bad hire. Every single one of our coaches that we've hired has won an SEC championship in 4 years or less. And, yes, I am including Coach Terry Bowden, who went 11-0 in 93. And the fact of the matter is we're an everything school. And Legend is so off base, and you can let him know personally I'm his new nemesis. I will engage him on any level. If he could possibly not drink so much when he calls in, I'm ready for him.
Thank you very much. Let's check in with Augie in New Orleans. Hello, Augie.
Hey, Paul. Paul, I turned on the SEC Network, and the Paul Feinbaum show was on with Paul Feinbaum in the studio. My question
apparently there's a mistake to have us on this show.
Well, did you need directions to get back to the office? Because it's been so long.
Did
they give you a name tag so everybody knows?
Yeah, this is the first time we have physically done a television show in the studio in 3 weeks. I did remember how to get here.
Okay, as long as they didn't need to send like a limousine to pick you up, and if the security guard recognized your face, then I guess you know. You're okay because
I have a private entrance, so I don't have to walk in with everybody else.
The question is though, Paul, the George Costanza question: do you have your own private bathroom, or do you have to share it with the likes of Brahms and Jumaane?
No, I am Augie. I'm really shocked that you would even ask a question like that because I sit out in the newsroom right next to Brahms. I have never had an office in my entire life.
Yeah, well, okay. You were hobnobbing there this week. My question to you is, did you ever just want to vomit when you were at Media Days, or did you really get into it?
How do you know I didn't?
I don't. That's why I'm asking.
You know, every time I go there, I steal it. I steal the vomit bag on the airlines just to keep it in front of me at all times. When I hear the, I have great respect for him. I have great respect for him too. We're good friends. I mean, all that stuff was the media making a big deal out of nothing. I didn't do anything.
I got to say, of all the coaches, if you had a definition of the word bloviate, it's Mike Leach. Mike Leach. He's a frustrated stand-up comic.
I must disagree, Augie. I found the Leach conversation to be among the most riveting. Not that I have any earthly idea what he was talking about, but it was riveting.
Well, that's like saying you had a conversation with Joe Biden and you walked away astounded with something other than the fact that he doesn't seem to know what he's talking about. But, I mean, come on.
Well, I never go political, but I would put Mike Leach up against Joe Biden any day in terms of compelling interviews.
Okay, maybe you're right there. But, Paul.
What you wonder about sometimes with Leach, we had him on Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever day it was. I mean, he is smart. You know he has a law degree, don't you?
Yeah, but I don't think he passed the bar, right?
I have no earthly idea, but what difference does it make?
Well,
I mean, he's a football coach. It's not like, hey, I'm going to skip the LSU game this weekend and go defend somebody on a traffic violation. I mean, come on.
Well, he could probably do that in small claims court, but if he's not licensed, he's not getting too far. But I don't know. Maybe he did pass the ball.
I have never asked him, nor have I ever been remotely interested about the head football coach at Mississippi State, whether or not he passed whether he's a licensed lawyer. I mean, he's been a head football coach for about 25 years.
But you're the one who brought up the lawyer thing, not me.
Well, reason I bring that up is that and by the way, I spoke at a lawyers' conference a few weeks ago, as I told you.
Just because
you're a lawyer doesn't make you smart.
I take umbrage with that comment.
Well,
but Paul, I was watching.
I mean, quite frankly, some of the biggest morons I've ever met are attorneys.
I'll agree with you there. and I went to school with quite a few of them.
Yes.
But I was watching your interview, and I'm like, oh my God. Paul is interviewing Rush Limbaugh, and I'm like, wait a minute, didn't Rush Limbaugh pass? And it's Mark.
Well, Pierce. By the way, I'll give you credit. He did use the word cancel culture. I will also tell you this: I've never, I have had plenty of conversations with Leach off the air. He was as devoted a listener to Rush Limbaugh as you could find.
But my point was, you were interviewing Mark Stoops. And it looked to me like you weren't even Rush Limbaugh. Mark Stoops resembles Rush Limbaugh. I'm not saying he's just,
Now you're talking about another guy who I think was a very interesting interview. I think Stoops had perhaps the best comments on NIL of any coach we talked to.
He absolutely did. And I want to say that was an interesting conversation you had with Stoops. And I've always walked away from interviews with the guy thinking, hey, the guy's pretty smart. And look, he's taken Kentucky to levels that, frankly, I didn't think were possible. So they need to keep him. But, Paul, just a bit of information you may not be aware of. Our friend Larry in Missouri has received the Twitter death penalty. Did you know that?
I did not.
He is no longer tweeting. We are never going to find out whose birthday it is. Some obscure sports figure from the 1930s.
Was he kicked off or did he retire?
It says his account has been suspended.
Okay. Well, that happened, as you know, to a lot of people a few months ago, a year and a half ago, because our friend Jim from Tuscaloosa got suspended.
Yeah, I think it's a death penalty. So we may see him in another form.
Here's the deal. You can recover from a Twitter suspension.
Well, I was given the death penalty, by the way. So I had to create a new.
Augie, creating a Twitter account is not exactly rocket science.
Hey, just a quick shout out for Squirrel for his retirement and for the fact that he pointed out you mispronounced another word. You had great alacrity when I mispronounced anomaly and anomaly. And since that time, karma has returned to you.
Yeah, you know Caraco, what? I should probably offer my resignation because I mispronounced the name of a stupid fish. We will, by the way, a freshwater fish too. I'm trying to remember, Atlantic Ocean, is that freshwater or saltwater? Salt? Who cares? We will come back much more after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back. Think about this for a second. Who have we not spoken to in a while? Who have we missed the most? And who do we need to hear the most? We've heard from some legendary callers, Legend and Jerome, yeah. Who else? Squirrel, yeah. I'm not mentioning Augie's name, of course, because he corrected me on the pronunciation of a fish. This is the guy we've all wanted to hear desperately for the last couple of weeks. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Roll Tide, roll Paul Feinbaum. And you know what? Hey, I made it to Atlanta, but I couldn't get an NIL deal. You know, hey, I'm expensive, Paul, and I just couldn't get the deal. But I was, you know, I had a couple of doctor visits this week, so I was, you know, had some tests run one day, and then I had to go see my pain doctor another day. But the good news is my test, my MRI, and my CAT scans all showed, you know, good.
That's great.
So that's good. And my pain doctor, I'm starting to get some of my nerves coming back alive in my foot, so that's starting to, you know, hurt me pretty bad there, but. But so they're just going to increase the nerve blocking, Paul. But you know what? Hey, y'all had a good show this week. Y'all have. And I'm so proud of the Alabama players, the way they handled the questions about Jimbo Fisher, which I think it was unfair. They shouldn't have been asking them about it. But, you know, but that they answered it good that they're not going to answer. But, you know, they got to play later this year. And I like that, Paul. But the best interview I heard, probably the one that let it all out, was Mike Leach. I like the sound of him right there, Paul. I do, because he don't, you know, when he was talking about even like trading a kicker for a, you know where he was coming about trading a kicker for like a receiver or something, because you remember last year, he asked anybody to come try out for the kicking team. I mean, for just to be the kicker. I mean, I know he's joking, but see, he can handle these losses real well, Paul. He can. But, you know, hey, Paul, I've missed not talking to you. You've had some people that came in, you know, last week that you know, I really just didn't want to talk to none of them. It just ain't the same. I mean, I listened to part of it, but the show is at its best when you're on.
And I appreciate you saying that, Handsome Joe. The show's even better when you're on.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I don't agree with that necessarily, but hey, I appreciate you saying that.
Let's debate whether it's a good idea to put you on or not. Hey, Joe, I'm really glad to hear about your health, and you continue to do well. And what did you think of the media days, especially yesterday with Jimbo Fisher?
I'll be honest, Paul, I listened to it, but I was – I'm trying to put myself in an island somewhere listening to Paradise
Well, let me tell you what he said. He said that he has no problem with Nick Saban at all.
Well, you know why he's saying that? Because he heard what the Alabama player said the day before, that they're going to answer these comments when they play later this year. And that's just his way of saying, please take it easy on me. Because motivation, you know, this motivation is, you know, that's the most powerful force there is. You know, it's like in a street fight. I mean, the one that's more motivated is don't necessarily mean they're going to win, but it means they're going to be going, you know, hey, we're going prison yard on Jimbo Fisher. And, you know, but I do appreciate what he said, that, you know, they need to squash this. Because, and honestly, I wish Nick Saban would quit talking about the NIL. I mean, I wish he would.
Joe, I agree with you. I know it's really verboten to criticize Nick Saban in this part of the country, but he's already said what he has to say. And when he runs the risk in talking about it of coming off like he is 100% against it. And whether
right, and even most Alabama fans, I mean, we're getting, I don't want to hear it no more.
No.
I mean, how many times he got to say, hey, I'm all for the players making money, but wait, but then this but. I
of
mean,
course.
Just
well,
that,
well
just
when you are steadfast against something that you always, I mean, how many times have you heard this? I really like Augie from New Orleans, but.
Right, but I'd like to give him a wedgie. I mean,
that's
you know,
exactly
all
right.
The way up one of them atomic ones that goes over and covers his mouth. You know, a big enough wedgie where you pull it all the way over his head where he smells his own drawers. But, I mean, I don't have to say this every time I call in. Everybody knows I don't like Augie. A lot of people don't like it. The only reason is because he's arrogant. He's arrogant, Paul. That's the only reason
I don't
like
why? Do you know why he is arrogant, Joe?
I'm guessing he was just born into money. I don't know. He's never had to work, you know, get up early to go work just to have dinner on the table that evening. Yeah, I don't know. Nobody's ever slapped him, you know, got him in the headlock, you know, just skit the top of his head or something, other give him some uppercuts.
So let me ask you this, and I'm not promoting anything. I abhor violence, but it sounds like you feel like he needs to be educated. Is that fair?
Yeah, he does. He needs to come out here, and everybody be good. Everybody be good to him. If I'll come up here, Red Bay, we'll go out here, we'll have one of these big bonfires, and nobody's going to do anything to it. He's going to do it to himself when he opens his mouth and starts talking, and then somebody's going to give him an old country boy butt whooping.
I like the way you said that, because you and I both know that, and I've been to Red Bay, you come up there, good people, hardworking people. And you can have a good time, but Augie's going to walk. You have a tavern or anything in Red Bay?
Nope. Just about, it's still dry. Well, Red Bay is still a dry town.
Okay. Well, let's say there's got to be some place to get a drink nearby, isn't it?
There's definitely some places.
So let's say that you, me, who you want to invite? Let's take Legend with us. Maybe Jerome. And
not grown, yes.
Yeah, and maybe I-Man, okay?
Definitely I-Man. I-Man fit right in.
Here's the problem with I-Man and Augie, it would be hard for anyone to talk because they would try to be out talking each other. But I-Man's smart. He's from Montgomery. So what do you think happened? Augie starts talking down to everybody and like asking for your educational pedigrees and whether you have a Phi Beta Kappa ring. And then somebody decides to change the dynamics of the evening, right?
Right. He'll get a butt whooping. Augie will get a butt whooping. You heard how he talked about Mike Leach making $1 million a year. Augie's a paralegal. He ain't making nowhere near that. He thinks he's smart, and then he's going to put down people that's smarter than he is. And, you know, you can go to college, you know, 10 years, but, you know, it don't teach you common sense. And Augie just never been outside of New Orleans, and he don't know how to act. He comes around here, like I said, you know, Paul, ain't nobody going to bother him. What's going to get him in trouble is when he opens his mouth. And, I ain't going to hold I-Man back off of him. I-Man ain't going to hold me back off of him. The only way he could fit in right here is if he came up here and just put duct tape over his mouth and just sit back and shut up, and nobody would bother him. But, hey, that's... That's just my view on Augie.
Well, we made it to the end of the week. Appreciate you being a part of the show. We will see you on Monday.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.